unedited, unfiltered, and most importantly, it's uncut. Here with you today is your host, Ray Gatto. With me as usual is...
co-host, Ink Icon.
And your other co-host, Blaze.
And today we're going to be talking about the future of technology. 2020 is coming up and it feels like things are about to kick off in a big way. So today we'll be discussing our excitement, our fears, likes and dislikes, and where we think we may be headed. Welcome to the show.
Let's get it.
Alright, so I guess let's just start off with excitement. What are y'all most excited for about this future, the technology that it's coming with?
What I'm excited about with the technology is pretty much how good they're mastering time. Like, people that got limbs, you're about to get new limbs, robotic arms.
That's a fact.
Like, they're going to give you a chip to update you. Like, school, they're going to get that out of there. You're going to get be paying for chips to be installed and you're going to learn shit.
And cheek. That's crazy.
It is. I've been paying so much attention into this stuff.
And like, bro, they just, boop, you know Spanish.
Yeah. Yep. Just like that. Just like that.
Read, write, all of that.
All of it.
Crazy.
All of it. And it's going to be to the point where they're working on mastering DNA.
Yeah.
So they're taking your DNA.
My fear. Let me just throw that out. Like, that's one of my fears.
Goosebumps. If we were recording live, you would see it. I got goosebumps from talking about this shit. Like, literally, like, if you want a master child, like, I want my son to be an ultimate combat training machine.
Muscles.
But
yeah.
A GPA of whatever you want. Like,
10.0.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Basically, you tell me you can build however the hell you want to make it.
Exactly.
Yeah, wild. You haven't heard about the three pan? There's a lot of controversy over that right now, but we'll get into that here in a second. But you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. That's some good stuff to be excited for. What are you excited for?
One of the things I'm excited for, I'm a gamer. I'm excited for all this virtual reality type shit. Get ready to put my little suit on and experience that shit. Hard body be in that game instead of playing Fortnite on a controller. I am Fortnite, bro. I'm in there building shit, whacking people. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Nice. Absolutely. So yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. That's what I was gonna say.
That's one of the things I'm definitely looking for. Like, I can't wait to bake.
You haven't even seen Sword Art Online.
Just
so
thinking. Hey, have you seen Ready Player One?
Nah, I want to see that.
I watched the book. Yeah. I'm fucking survival. I've seen that. So like I said, just I don't watch Sword Art.
But Sword Art Online, he dog was. You seen Sword Art, haven't you?
Yeah.
See, that's anime. But it's still no. That's where they're going. Them.
Yeah, they put on like a whole
it's almost like an Oculus.
Yeah,
it plugs in your brain, bro.
And basically, like, type shit. If they die in the game, you die in real life.
Or gamer.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
When they got the whole, when he was in the room, he had the whole shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few of them on there. Yeah, there's a few of them kind of movies out there.
Get ready for the future.
Yeah, I would definitely say that I'm definitely most excited for the gaming, and like you said, just what technology brings with, like, people are really getting. Well, AI, yeah, but AI, like, with those whole limbs and everything, like, I really dig that, you know, we don't have to, they're really about to have, like,
robotic hands.
Yeah, like, that. Like, that's crazy, like, soon it's gonna be, like,
they're gonna be, like,
gonna grab a robot, like, up, need your arm.
Soon.
You know, in, like, the slums, like,
yeah,
in, like,
District 9.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's gonna be
soon. We're about to be cyborgs, like.
They're gonna be looking back at it and looking at humans, like, how we look at dinosaurs.
Yeah, like. Man, they
didn't AI is gonna take absolutely. Over. Like, oh my god, look at these fossils. These people did all this. And
let somebody come like me that's gonna have like no technology. I'm gonna be looked at like a wonder.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Like, you ain't got no
human.
You ain't got nothing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was like in the movie Human.
Human.
Human alert. I'm like, whoa.
Like, I'm gonna have like that forearm.
We got
like
fleshy.
Terminator. Like, just that one arm from
here.
We
got
right
a fleshy here, and they got
the
synths.
I'm just punching robots in the face, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just the one arm. Or two. Yeah, you gotta have
right,
two.
It's gonna be like iRobot.
Yeah, gotta have two. Yeah, facts.
The that movie's out.
iRobot is like a good one.
If we're gonna... Alright, let's go straight into dislikes then. Because, that definitely goes in line. And that's definitely something I dislike that's coming up. Is these robots. That's...
That are acting like human. Like, they're trying to make them like human. So it's like...
That's AI.
You just think about it, yo.
The robots are AI. And don't get just confused with, like, the robotic as a human-looking shape. Because they're going to have robotics, like, shaped as freaking speakers. And anything possible, and it's gonna be AI. All right. That motherfucker's gonna be right. Operation.
So check this out.
So think about it.
AI is a like and a dislike.
This is all right. This is coming from left field. Okay, but it goes into why I dislike the future and the technology or whatever. But you know, with all these robotics and virtual reality and this, that, and the third, and then how, you know, with these sex dolls, like men and women aren't having kids and this, that, and the third, and then three parent baby, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I feel like might happen is they're gonna do like some straight Matrix shit, only like we're gonna be put, like dudes are gonna be put in like fucking helmets and it's just gonna show porn all day, and we're gonna be fucking getting milked for our cum so they can make babies and basically use this as like a fucking energy source.
So basically, you're trying to say they're
just like, and just have you in like a forever state of
the whole thing of us having relations with females
to virtually and just milk. I mean, I don't know exactly what's gonna happen, but because I can't really,
I'm saying you're elaborating.
But we are, you know what I'm saying, just basically get milk because, you know, they need that. You feel me? So to get that, and then we're just gonna be done, and then they're just basically gonna use our bodies as energy because we are energy.
Yeah, if you feel me? You gotta watch this movie called, I think it's, don't hold me to it, it's Extinctions. I don't know, I was talking about the other day on Netflix.
Robot, like Matrix.
Yeah, you gotta watch that movie. It's crazy. It's AI, human robots. They look like humans. Like if you slice them, like a little slice, they're gonna bleed like regular blood.
But if
you get them deep enough, is when they become AI, and they took over the whole world, so they didn't even know. And then they got brain swiped to think that they were regular humans.
And then they didn't even know
that the humans came back to Earth to take over the Earth, and that's how they found out when they were getting shot up and seeing like, oh, what the fuck is this? Exactly. You gotta watch that movie.
That'd be crazy.
This shit sound crazy.
Yo, you gotta watch that shit.
Which, yeah, but
and then you start looking at shit like, yo, they're doing that now. And then there's another one I just watched yesterday. Yeah, it's crazy.
We gotta stay on the dislikes.
This is all dislikes. I feel like everything you're so excited for, you're not gonna be excited for it.
I don't know.
They about to come through.
I'm just not looking forward to technology getting too advanced and then shit getting way too crazy and us just getting overruled or just something happening. I mean, you always just gotta think about it. I mean, if we end up getting mad advanced, we're gonna just forget about like the simple shit that brought us up.
Literally doing this to ourselves, though. We think we need this like information so fast and things done easier and this, that, and the third. You know, we're really killing ourselves.
I mean, if you really look at it, there's a lot of people being born, so like there people are trying to find different resources and like different ways that, you know, we got to provide for all the new people that are going to be on the earth, because soon we're going to be overpopulated. So
overpopulation is a lie, bro.
Think about it, though.
Overpopulation is a lie.
Exactly. It's definitely a big lie. It's like,
because they control it. They can
if it's overpopulated, how much of the world is ocean?
A lot.
And how much of the ocean is not used? So how we overpopulated? Motherfuckers start buying houses that float, lands that float.
Have you ever driven through the middle of the country?
No.
Okay, then we're not overpopulated by any means.
Have you just ever driven down just the turnplike?
Yeah.
It's just land.
Flat land.
It's some flat shit.
We're talking.
I mean,
flat land.
As far as you can see,
but. Yeah, bro. They want you to think about the overpopulation and the food shortage. Because, look, you're not growing your own food. They're growing your food. Well, I should say creating your food, should I say. You know what I'm saying? So they have control of the water, the food, your living. Of course, we're getting low on food. There's a lot of y'all being bored. You know what I'm saying? Not only do they have basically a monopoly on your life, but you can't just leave because they got monopoly on all the land out there, too. You feel me? It's crazy how that shit works. But that, again, with technology, drones, they got the thing where you can hear a gunshot and it can pinpoint your location.
Pinpoint the exact location where that shot came from.
All types of heat. Sonars, radars.
That's the benefits.
I mean, the benefits, but for the common person, though. How is it really going to benefit it? Who do you think it's really going to be benefiting? You know that the technology we get is something like the military and stuff has been using for years. Like, yes. All right, we can just get that to them.
This
now.
Is old now.
This is old.
Pass the song.
See? Yeah. And it's crazy. So, yeah, my dislike, like you said, is just too much.
Too much technology.
Because everybody's always going to push the envelope.
What's this guy's
like,
name?
What it? Who?
For Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Look at everything he got is electronics. He's big against AI. Like, he says AI is going to be our downfall.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That's a fucking guy and want to know everything about everything.
Now he's telling us rockets and cars and
everything. He's all smart shit.
He's literally on the forefront of technology.
He's literally on the forefront. Don't do it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's crazy.
But why they say don't do it though? Because now, all right, we learn programming.
Yep.
How many people in the government know programming?
Probably a lot.
Like police wise, I'm saying government wise. I'm not saying like.
Oh, like regular people. Oh, yeah, no, regular. Not that many.
Exactly. So now, us as population, we learn how to start controlling AI, making our own AI,
make an army. Write your own
code. Write your own code. Write
your own code. And shit.
What can these police do to that shit?
That's nothing. So what are they doing?
They're trying to brainwash us, saying it's not good. But why are you guys doing so much of it?
Yeah, when this hacker.
It's not good. It's not good. But why are y'all motherfuckers doing so much?
Because they don't want you. They don't want you to educate yourself.
Exactly. It's a distraction.
Wow.
Yeah. Distraction. They're just trying to screw you not to do it.
I heard this shit today. I was listening to this dude. I'm not gonna get into what he was actually talking about. I just want to say what he said. Basically, everything that they've ever told you or do tell you
is a lie.
Not that it's a lie, it's in reverse. So whatever they tell you, don't do this, do it. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing this. They're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. This is stupid. Don't believe that. Believe it. You feel me? Like everything they tell you not to do, you know, just go off.
Reverse psychology.
But all right, let's reel it back a little bit. Let's reel it back a bit. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously. We can go on this. Oh my god.
This likes can go on forever. And then at the end of the day, it all boils back down to the government having something to do with it.
Because the likes, if you think about it, they're really just for our superficial.
Enjoyment, pleasure,
our leisure. A sidewalk? I don't have to walk?
Bet.
You know what I'm saying?
A backpack that you can use that makes you fly.
Think about
They got the jetpacks.
Yeah, niggas got jetpacks all over.
But like, now think about when they make them
facts.
Yeah, like you can go into a sports authority and just buy one.
Yeah.
What about when they get like that? That's when people are going to start going up and start realizing. And they're trying to control all that. Yo, you can't be up in the sky. Once you get in the sky view, shit starts getting explained. And Get down. Come on, guys. That's why AI is up there. That's why they're building this 5G. That 5G network is coming.
Soon we're going to have floating little seats and we're going to all get fat. And that's like fat. Wall-E, bro. You never seen Wall-E?
Yeah, I've seen Wall-E.
And then we're going to be on them little chairs floating around everywhere.
Fat.
You're letting technology
just
do everything.
That's fat.
What I'm talking about. Like, going back to that. Forgetting about our instincts that
recliner.
We can make everything with our hands or doing stuff. We don't need technology to do that. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to end up
This all comes behind like these business owners and corporate America being so tired of hiring people and getting melted up for their money.
Efficient.
Yes.
Alright. Anyways, hold on. Let's bring it back.
So that's why they're bringing in robots and technology. So
let's talk about where are we at? Okay. Alright, like I asked you before, since we're on we discussed our likes, dislikes, definitely heavily on the dislikes, and we all pretty agree on that. But let's ask you, what do you feel about future technology and what we got coming would be most beneficial? And I guess beneficial, you can answer it for yourself or on behalf of humanity. What do you think?
I've been saying it for the last 13 minutes that we've been recording. AI is going to be the biggest beneficial for us and our biggest downfall, because AI is going to learn to teach itself, and it's already learning to teach itself now.
Yeah.
And that's a computer. Right. We're not smarter than a computer. No one is. So once it starts learning itself,
actually, fuck that. I am smarter than a computer. They can just get the information quicker. But I'm a smart.
Yeah, you're smart.
I'm capable.
I mean,
I can ask you a question. You don't type it in the computer to get the answer. They know.
The computer already has the database. It has all that information stored. Yes. Everything.
And then at the click of a button, the answer.
Think about
there.
It.
It never forgets.
In every kind of way you want to answer it. So you want it in urban. You want it in Spanish. You want it in Arabic. You want it in ghetto. You want it in hood. You want it in rich. You want it in poor. However you want your answer, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it.
Whatever.
They're getting there every way possible. They're gonna get it. And I mean, and this only, and like I said, once it cheeses itself, it's gonna learn to manipulate people.
I feel you on that though, like AI. But like,
what do you feel is most beneficial?
I feel like the little drones that they're gonna end up having, like the health like the stuff that's gonna help people improve, like you were saying, like the little implants, like I've seen too, that they're gonna have like little robots that they actually send into your system to fight off like
infections and shit. I've seen though that like that, nanotechnology.
Yeah, and it's gonna be crazy.
Like
yeah.
But you think it's really gonna survive to fight off?
We're not talking about.
We're just talking about what we're excited for.
I think that'd be a beneficial thing.
It is on topic.
We're not going into the master plan of technology overruling us all eventually.
We're talking about dangerous here in a second. We're just talking about beneficial.
Yeah, it is beneficial. So, you said what's beneficial.
And then you go, anyways. So, is there anything else you find beneficial, sir?
Honestly, that's the only thing I can really think about. Honestly, it's just like
nanotechnology.
Nanotechnology and just like the limbs and taking care of like the diseases and shit like that.
Because people used to have some fucked up ass peg legs and all types, and now if you
don't know what the fuck's wrong with you either. So like, one scan you can figure out everything's wrong.
Nah, but that nano shit, that ain't no joke. Like, if you get shot,
that shit's just repairing you.
Go right to the bullet, grabs the bullet,
and just.
Damn, I didn't even think about it. So that's a good one. Let me see. I find most beneficial, I guess, like how we're able. I mean, well, my views are kind of conflicted, but I think for this it'd be all right. Basically, how like Akon, you know, he put up all types of electricity and like them African like
villages and shit.
Stuff. You know what I'm saying? And just being able to do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Really get this technology out to the. I mean, if they want it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm definitely not trying to force nothing on nobody. I mean, the rest of the world is. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like why they're kind of doing it. I mean, but if they find some stuff, you know, that's really catching up and just to keep them up to date, you know, I think that's tight that we're able to get whatever out to them. Especially like. Let me see. I don't really need that, but. But yeah, just being able to help people that are really in need, you feel me? Like, especially in danger zone, you can fly a drone in real quick, drop off a little food supply or whatever, you know, all of that.
You don't have to worry about a lot of shit not being in accessible areas.
The blind being able to see again.
Man.
Yeah, that's really what I find most beneficial. Stuff, yeah. Bro. It's really just for the people, you know, I really don't think anything for me because I really don't use technology too much. I mean, cell phone, the basics. But besides like video games, like just helping the world, whatever helps the world, I find beneficial. You feel me? Whatever.
Do you hear about the technology that where they just did their first head transplant?
Yep.
That's big.
That's crazy.
That's fucking human.
That's like, crazy. Head transplant.
I'm done with this body. I'm gonna hold a new one.
I need a new one.
I'm too short. Give me a whole other one.
Yeah.
Oh, this body ain't gaining no weight.
Soon it's gonna be like Altered Carbon where they just have the stack.
Yep.
Bloop, bloop. Throw it in a new body. Like, yeah, just, oh man. All right, sweet. That'd be so crazy. And then those bodies gonna be modified.
That's gonna be crazy. Yeah,
I can't wait though. The good, the bad is like when I be saying that, I tell myself I wanna get out of computer programming and shit for school. And then when now, like, this future shit's coming in, like, nope, nigga, stop learning programming.
Yeah, coding.
Coding.
I want to start doing that for sure.
We can go to our Barnes & Noble's and go get the books. Coding for Dummies.
And just
learn. That's it.
Damn, I forgot what I was about to say. Dang it. But yeah, definitely trying to get on that coding because that is the future, man. Yeah. Right there is definitely computers.
Technology.
And all this stuff. Yeah, technology in general, bro. Like, if you don't know it, you're gonna definitely. And the thing is, the ball is rolling so fast.
Yeah, like, faster than they think. That's why I say 2020. It's like we're in 2018, and 2018 is what? What month we in right now? August.
Yeah, it's late. That shit went like
it's
that.
Over, bro.
Yeah,
18's over. We're going into 19. We're a year and a half away from 20.
Okay.
Technology is coming. They plan on having the first flying car out by 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Flying cars, 2020.
Beneficial. Bam. Oh yeah, that reminds me. We just talked about beneficial. We already know your answer.
Know my answer.
Right. Yeah. What do you think, Mr. Blaze? 2 E's _ before and after.
Yes, sir. He's on Yes Famous. I say it every day.
What do you think is gonna what about technology is gonna be the most harmful? To you, to humanity, whatever.
I mean, it's the most harmful in general. Like, people are gonna get that power sensation. Once that power trip. Yeah, like once they figure out, like, all right, cool, we got an army of cyborgs or something. Yeah. Like,
so basically, they're gonna be like tripping. The wrong
people. Yeah, the wrong people. Yeah, it's just like, it's scary. Well, yeah. Just thinking
the
about
the same people that are building.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just think about it.
Trump built none.
No, everybody getting fucking deported.
That's it. Everyone's dead. If you don't listen, it's all people fucking robots are taking care of it.
But nah, like,
Gato doesn't have any political views.
But nah, like, yeah, that's just like the scary part. And like I said, just technology getting smarter,
right?
And
the smarter it
overpowering
gets.
Us, because you know we're flesh, man. We're not. Do you think about the stuff they're making these things with, bro? Sometimes they don't even. They're showing you like the all like the all right. Let's see the civilian friendly shit. Think about all the war cyborgs, all the shit that they're building that are like bulletproof, bullet ink, all that shit. So they might have a stockpile of that shit already. We don't even know. And then one little glitch goes wrong, all that shit starts fucking everybody up. Think about it. What are we gonna do to stop that shit?
Terminator.
Terminator. Everybody.
See, this is why I know we'd be on the same wavelength. Because I was
shit,
gonna say
it'd be
same.
Like it'd
I was
be scary,
gonna say
bro.
That I'm the most harmful is gonna be weaponry.
Yeah,
you know what that's what I was gonna say. Like, I just think about like, bro, these niggas killing niggas while eating a bag of chips.
There's a video here in America.
Oh, there they go. Yeah, they're done. You know what I'm saying? Like them robots and shit.
Yesterday of them doing that, they got the freaking drone out. iPad in the middle of war, mind you. They got an iPad out. Zip zap zap point. Boom 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 boom. Niggas getting bombed up by iPad. Niggas even shooting no more. Niggas just using iPads to kill you.
Like, bro, like,
I'm gonna press a gun to kill you no
more.
Like,
there's really gonna be like,
it's gonna be like a fucking cyborg warfare type shit.
No, not even that. Like I was just thinking, like they're gonna have some weapons, bro. Like, what? Like, guns are already bad.
They already got laser weapons.
That's what I'm saying. They're gonna be literally shooting plasma rifles.
It'll be like Star Wars, bro.
Like, it's gonna be fucking crazy. Like, that's just gonna be wild as shit.
Yeah,
like, they already got
laser
bombs.
You get shot with a laser. That's
your whole
you're not feeling anything. You're just getting like.
Took your whole arm off and shit him.
And you're just like.
It's like, perfect. There's not gonna be a hole in me. Zap!
I mean, hey, think about it. If you get your arm cut off with a laser, you're getting that shit burned,
I think it's
so you gotta
back
bleed
on,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Unless it's like one of them quick ones and it's just like.
Yeah, that
like,
shit
what
would
the
suck.
Fuck? That shit would be crazy. Yeah, but that's definitely what I feel is gonna be the most harmful because they're already using the weapons they got. In the worst ways anyway. So it's just gonna make it worse. And it's already flooding to our police departments. And they're getting all types of weaponry just to fight common people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not always gonna be at war. There's not always gonna be war people. We're gonna have all these weapons and all this stuff.
Facts.
The people. Yeah, we're gonna get gas, boy. Damn. And they're gonna have that shit.
Yeah,
we're
gonna
get
gas.
There's
gonna be a whole bunch of little nanomites in the air. They're gonna be fucking us up going inside.
They just banned the 3D printer?
Printing of guns.
Of guns?
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't want people to have straps. They don't want people to be.
They don't want people making their own shit.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
No,
they're not.
No.
They don't want none of that.
Happening.
So you already know if you get caught doing that.
You fucked.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's basically a wrap. Let me see. Where we at? Time. Okay, yeah. So, alright, let's see. Let's shift the idea a little bit. Alright. If y'all had the money and the means, what is something y'all would create? What is something y'all would build or create?
Not technology wise, correct?
No, technology wise, of course. I mean, obviously, it's gonna be technology. I mean, no matter what you build, it's gonna.
I don't know.
Pretty sure you ain't about to build a teepee.
Yeah, I'll build that. Smart teepee.
I'd have a designated. Oh, wait, never mind. I'm not gonna say
a little fire in the middle.
It's in fucking like
the fire.
What's it called? The AR,
yeah.
Like augmented reality, like in the middle.
I had an automated system.
And what would you buy?
Rolling blunts.
Yeah, I had an automating rolling system. It'd be a robot that would just be like, "Yo, I throw it backward.
Yep.
Give them on a tree that I need, and bam, they already got it done."
Okay.
And I'd resell that for all the lazy people that don't want to roll L's or don't know how to. Think about it, because there's
get you a robot woman, you know. Have her sex. It's always naked.
But they already got they already got sex dolls
and
shit.
Not, it's not a sex doll.
But it's
it's
a female companion.
Yeah,
it's rolling it backwards for you.
That'd
it's
be
a
lit.
This
And it's perfect every time.
Every time. In the man cave, too. Go give me a drink. It's not going to come back. Not going to say no.
Like a sandwich.
I got you. Just like, whoop. Gone.
You got to have them anyway. You ain't even got to buy that. Them are coming regardless. So, what would you buy?
What would I buy?
My dude's making an automatic blunt roller. That'd be lit.
My dog is definitely.
Ain't got to put the weed in. Robot just goes and gets it. Go make me a blunt. He go over there and just open. Actually, no, he opens up his stomach.
Like, would you like me to spark it?
Stomach drops down.
Moves out his mouth.
Yeah.
Just goes like this. Just raw.
Finger comes.
Yep.
Lays the blunt for you.
There you go, sir. You go. Master pinch.
All the way down. All the way down to the roach.
That would be so bad.
It pops it open. The fingers turn into like a little.
Ooh, and then it turns. Then it turns into like a volcano. It like just, okay. Oh, a gravity bong. It sucks all the air in, and then you can like pick him up and hit him, or he has a straw cone. You just hit the. So he'll like finish off your roach, whatever. Hold smoke. You just and finish it. Oh, that's crazy. All right, what would you build? What are you building? I know what I'm building.
Damn, where would I begin? Like, I think I would
build you know, one thing.
Oh, only one thing I get to build?
Just I mean,
I
can't
cost a lot of money. I can build whatever I want. I was going to build like a whole smart town. Like,
oh, town. See, I was going to say house.
That would be like, I was going to keep a whole town. Like, my nigga, this thing
I'm
about,
like,
this thing about
ain't
like
nobody
this.
Got enough money to build a whole town. Well, people have enough money to build islands. So
yeah,
I guess.
I'm getting a community like this.
Yeah.
And turning everything in here smart. You build a fence around the whole thing. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
Have the best.
I'll dome it. I would dome it out. Boom. Dome the whole thing out. Duh. Niggas ain't coming over here, hopping in. No one's coming in. You gotta come through the front entrance. That's it. In and out.
Facts.
Bang.
Yeah. I was thinking about having a smart greenhouse. Smart everything is watered. Everything done. Like, you ain't gotta do it.
But they
oh,
build
what
up.
About that stove? The stove but that not, cooks not, your it, dinner?
Homeboy is building that.
That's lit. What? An automatic grow house?
No. We just has name.
Elon Musk
is building a smart community in Arizona.
Let me do it.
In Arizona, they already got the land. They already building the whole. They actually got one here. They're building in Florida too. It's gonna be a smart community, but they're only using all solar power. That's what they mean by smart.
Yeah.
So. But that's the first step.
I'm talking smart. Everything.
Yeah, but that's what that Elon Musk did in Arizona. That's just gonna be.
That's gonna be lit.
You know that's
futuristic.
Gonna be
right?
Yeah, he's gonna make the Jetsons.
That's what we say. Some Jetson type shit.
That's how my crib would be. Like, have the community. I'm just building a smart house. Like that's all I want. I'm gonna have the grow house by itself. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have the kitchen with the robot chef.
I would
you know what I'm saying? Chefing up everything. No, this is my personal. This is.
I'm making money off my shit.
We're not. I'm just talking about me. I don't want to make money. I just want if I could build
something. How am I gonna get more money to build some more shit? I gotta make money off the technology I got.
Cause I'm talking about me for a second. You could do that.
Yeah.
I just want my smart house. Cause then I
selfish individual. Don't go to Regato.
Obviously, would have all my stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then I would just be by myself, and whoever wants to come through, whatever.
Come
but
through.
Yeah, I just have my stuff. Ooh, and on the it have to be on like the side of a cliff. Facts.
What the fuck? Yeah, why?
Yeah. I mean because. You're surrounded the camp above, below, and it would be built into a mountain as well.
That's all this
you
know guy did.
So,
he built into the mountain.
Like, my smart house would be so lit. Oh, I'm just thinking
about
it.
You gotta watch that movie.
Damn, wait.
Corbin, you gotta watch that movie that you say that because his house, the smart house,
yeah.
is built into the wall, yeah. like into the mountain.
Right.
Like, when you open his door, nigga, his table yeah. is like, they chiseled it down to the next one, and then it turns right back into the regular rock.
That's fine.
Into human mother nature, I mean.
Right. Like, that's y'all don't dope. Even understand. I'm talking about cave systems. All type, like, bro, like, if I had them, like, bro, my cliff house would be so lit.
To add to that response, instead of that blunt roller, I'd build a whole bunch of futuristic fallout shelters, matter of fact. Just in case there'd be like nuclear wars and shit,
bruh,
that'd
that's
be.
That's why you turn your smart house or community.
No, I built
into that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
that.
No, man, I just said I committed a whole bunch of houses. Nah, I'm building a whole bunch of houses
like that.
Underground,
shit.
Nigga. I don't care. Underground. I don't want them shits in no mountain. I don't want them to be seen. I want them in remote, safe locations, but places where
underground.
Yeah, it needs to be safe.
Yeah, I'm
bro.
I'm not gonna build it like in San Francisco. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to like that. I know you've seen the meme of that house that's literally on that big island, just in the middle.
Or what about?
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have something like that way
what about
out.
A house that's underwater,
That'd be lit too.
Like, ooh, underwater technology. Like,
but you won't get that natural sunlight though. I want that natural sun.
You get, there's some light down. It's crazy. Remember the thing we was watching yesterday?
There is definitely light. Yeah.
Yep. And not only that pressure. So you gotta get something to hold that pressure back.
But you got the money.
You got the money.
And you got the means.
That is.
I'd put it like deep down where like.
Like in the Mariana Trench or some shit.
You're dark.
Right. I'm making it down.
I just go turn on my little thing and
your technology will be in the belly.
I can see all the ancient fish whenever I want.
That would be some lit shit. Like you just like hit a button and you can just it'd be like light up outside. But it doesn't affect the fish.
They got lens like that.
That would be
wild. They got a lens that turns pitch black in daylight.
That'd be crazy.
A Nikon lens.
Bro. Because it just picks up any... It'd be like... It's like a cat eye almost. Picks up just low light. But yeah, bro. That would be so lit. It'd be like daytime. And you just see what the fuck ever is down there. That'd be crazy.
Bro.
Futuristic.
Yep. Place. New location. Definitely underground. Or definitely in the water.
Underwater,
yeah,
bro.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Yeah, just think about that shit.
No, it's like, already thought about.
All the animals you'd be seeing and shit. Because like... Honestly, there's a whole bunch of undiscovered animals inside that shit.
Like, if I could literally find a way to just replace the sun, because I obviously we need that sun. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. If there was a way to, shit, nothing beats the natural sun, man. You'd have to take a lot of vitamin C.
I want to show you guys this thing, but can't show you right now.
But yeah, that'd be dope. All right. So that's what y'all build with y'all's money, huh?
Definitely.
Y'all build some dope shit. Y'all build some dope shit. Well, let me see. I've asked all my questions.
I've asked all my questions today.
Yeah, I definitely got to the, absolutely. We covered a lot. How long has this been on?
A half hour.
Damn, it feels longer than that.
Talked about a lot.
Damn.
Future.
Technology. Half hour, yeah.
Everything.
Future. We didn't discuss a lot about the future. Just some
more technology.
Technology.
Technology and the robots.
The future is a whole other beast in itself.
That's probably like a 3-episode conversation, maybe.
To be continued.
We'll talk about that one later.
Couple co-hosts.
Definitely talk about technology. Yeah, we could. Woo! There's a few people I could bring in. The thing is, ain't nobody I really know. I'd have to have somebody like calling or something.
That's fine.
Yeah, Skype, put them on speaker.
2018, baby.
We got that technology.
Well, let's wrap this up, guys.
Yeah, man.
You're here with the Uncut Truth.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's been real.
I hope y'all learned something.
Don't hate us for our opinions, please.
Bring your opinions. Share your opinions. We want to hear what y'all like, dislike, excited for, scared of.
Anything. Give us some topics too. Send us, email us, DM us. The
past or present.
Uncut Truth with a K.
Yep. They can see that on there, I'm pretty sure somewhere.
And
but
just make sure y'all follow us.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Show some love.
This is
your boy Ink Icon and I'm out.
This is your boy Blaze and I'm signing off.
Regato. We out of here.